From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama warns of a long fight to defeat the Islamic State. Speaking to a summit on countering the Islamic State and other violent extremists in New York Tuesday, President Obama warned the fight against the IS group will not be of short duration.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
He said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 individuals and five groups connected to the IS group with the aim of disrupting its access to the international financial system. And a U.S. official told VOA there's been little progress in stemming the flow of foreign fighters to the combat zones in Syria and Iraq. He says IS recruits tend to be tactically proficient with significant combat experience. A U.S. report puts the number of foreign fighters in both countries at nearly 30,000. In Burkina Faso, the army met little resistance Tuesday as it occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital Ouagadougou following the guard's failed coup early this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, the prime minister, and several cabinet officials captive September 16th, naming General Gilbert Diendere as the junta leader. The RSP launched the coup after the transitional government barred supporters of former President Kampori from running in upcoming elections. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting continued Wednesday in northern Afghanistan as the country's security forces tried to recapture the city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters who seized it Monday in a major victory for the group. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said the clashes killed or wounded more than 100 civilians, forcing thousands of more of others to flee. The Afghan army has been trying to send troops from the south to reinforce their troops in Kunduz, but Taliban roadblocks and landmines have prevented them from advancing. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
We strongly condemn the attacks in Kunduz and stand with the Afghan people in our commitment to Afghanistan's peace and security. We will continue to work closely with President Ghani, the Afghan government, and our international partners to ensure that Afghan forces have the capabilities and training necessary to preserve the gains made by the Afghans and the international community over the last 13 years.
U.S. warplanes carried out a pair of airstrikes Tuesday in support of the Afghan forces. The death toll from an attack on a wedding party in Yemen soared to at least 131 Tuesday, one of the deadliest incidents affecting civilians in the conflict between a Saudi-led coalition and Shia Houthi rebels. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó Tuesday said his government will propose world quotas for nations to share Europe's growing burden of migrants and refugees.
The major sources of this mass popular movement are countries which became unstable because of international political decisions. And these international political decisions were not made only by Europe. There were other big players of world politics taking part in these decisions.
He said Hungary will make this proposal at Wednesday's high-level meeting on migration refugee crisis in New York. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday urged South Sudanese President Salva Kiir not to betray or disappoint the international community over implementation of a regional peace deal aimed at ending nearly 2 years of conflict.
We are here all to help you. I hope you will not betray and disappoint us. I really sincerely count on your leadership, and I hope that this meeting will really bring us together, oneness.
Mr. Kiir, speaking via video conference, insisted that considerable progress has been made in implementing the ceasefire. Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit millions of vehicles affected by an emissions rigging scandal. Herbert Diess is a Volkswagen official.
We will inform the Commissioner of Industry about our measurements to fix the problems, to deal with our customers, and what is the way forward for Volkswagen to solve the issues with our diesel engines.
The cost of the refit could exceed $6.5 billion, the company under pressure to address the worst business crisis in its nearly 80-year history. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.